Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, well, hello again, everyone. This is Joan Matthews coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio, and I greet every one of you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach. And He is the God of gods and the Lord of lords. And we know that there are no other gods besides Him, and there are no other gods but Him. He alone is God. And folks, we just want to give Him the honor and the glory and the praise. We just want to give Him our best, all, everything that we have. I remember once the Lord was drawing me to come to Him. And, you know, when the Lord draws us to come to Him, we shouldn't resist, and we shouldn't put other things before the Lord. When He draws us to Him, that's a special, should I use the word privilege? That's deep. That's special. When the Lord draws you to Himself. And I remember it was a Sabbath morning, and I was in the kitchen, doing house duty, and I felt the Lord drawing me to Him. And folks, I said, Lord, I can feel You drawing me to You, but right now, there is so much activity going on around in this house. When everybody gone to sleep tonight, Lord, I will come and I will give You my undivided attention. And folks, when the Lord draws to Himself, it's like when our parents, back in the day, and my parent called me, if I don't answer at the same time or go to my mother at the same time, if she calls me, I'll get a whooping. So it's when the Lord calls us, draws us, we are to drop everything we're doing and run to Him. And I remember that night when everybody went to sleep, I went to the Lord. I said, here I am, Lord. You know, Your servant is listening. The Lord rebuked me sternly. He said, I do not want Your leftovers. I do not want what is left. No. And I remember saying, Lord, here I am. I am here now. And I remember I was saying to the Lord, I'm so tired. My eyes are so tired, they are closing down. Even if I have to sleep with my eyelids open to stay up, then that's what I'll do. And I remember the Lord rebuked me sternly and said, I do not want what is left over of you. I want the first fruits of your life, the first fruits of everything. And the Lord doesn't want, folks, we tend to give our Heavenly Father what is left over of ourselves, what is left over of our days, what is left over of our lives. When things are going wrong in our life, we tend to turn to Him. So in other words, we're giving him not the choices of sacrifice. It's like taking a mangy lamb or a mangy kid or a mangy baby cow and as a sacrifice and sacrificing it to the Lord. It's like taking the worst animal back in the day. It's like taking your worst animal, your most sickly animal, and sacrificing it to the Lord. And when we give the Lord what is left over of ourselves, oh God, that is like giving the Lord the worst sacrifice ever. And God doesn't want what is left over of our life, even though, you know, He will take it when we are genuine and when we are heartfelt and come to Him. But, you know, when we continue in habitual and willful, you know, and willful sin, then the Lord knows it. So He will not, He doesn't appreciate when we give Him what is left over of our life. He does not appreciate when we give him our the last resort, when we finish running around all day, and we have nothing left. We just wanted to throw ourselves on the bed, folks. We just like whisper or just quickly say the Lord's Prayer or quickly say a prayer, like for 2 minutes, not even 2 minutes, a couple of seconds, and we think that's okay. But we have to find time out of our life every single day. We have to set aside a certain amount of time for the Lord every day, because we realize that He wakes us up every single day, every morning. When we open our eyes and we see the light outside, we see the sunrise, we know that we are alive in the land of the living. Not many people that we know are alive to say the same thing. And we have to give Him the best that we have of ourselves, the best sacrifice. And the best is just take time for Him every single day. And this is for myself also. Take time for Him every single day. When we wake up in the morning, if we're accustomed to wake up 5 o'clock, wake up 4:30, give Him that half hour. Start out with wake up 4:45. If you can't wake up 4:30, give Him 15 minutes. Give Him 10 minutes. And then that may go to 15 minutes, and it may go to 20 minutes. But give Him something early in the morning. Give Him the choices of yourself when you are not tired and worn out. I know there are times when we fall asleep. I know there are times when we have to get up and run. You know, He understands that. But God wants the best that we have. The best, not the leftovers of our life. And I am guilty of that from time to time. And I learned my lesson, you know. But then we so quickly forget the lesson that we learned, and we sort of go back into our old habits until we are reminded. So let us remember to be mindful that the Lord God, we look at the Lord God as somebody is of our fellow man, but He is not like man. He's holy and righteous and rich in mercies, and He is pure. And when He asks us to do something, He wants us to do it. So today, He wants us to do it, and He wants us to do it 100% in the most, in the best way that we possibly can, by the moving of the Holy Spirit. This message is from the Lord. I remember, and it's concerning the Holy Sabbath day. And folks, the reason why I am so adamant about the Sabbath day is, and I would always give this testimony, is the Lord, when I asked the Lord to teach me how to love Him, the Father, Father said, I said, Lord, I don't know how to love You. I don't believe I've ever loved You. And I want to love You the way You desire for me to love You, the way You call me to love You. I don't believe I've ever loved You. Would You please show me how to love You? Chauncey, get down from there. Sorry, my cat is being bad. He's so greedy, you know, he's up inside the up in the pantry on the shelf, and he's trying to find food even though I just fed him. Even though I just fed him, I heard him.
I heard him say, Papa, I'm moving around you. You have some treats in it.
My cat is being bad. I'm hearing this rattling, this like somebody's like in plastic bags or something. And he's, I don't know how he got up in the pantry.
Quiet.
He's being so greedy.
he might come to back and get hit it. So I don't know where it is. So that's probably why she looked at the door properly.
I put it in here.
Hmm?
You know, it has come out of the tree somewhere.
Okay, folks. So I was telling the Lord, Lord, I want to love you the way you desire for me to love you. I don't think I've ever loved you that way. I don't know how to love you. Would you please show me how to love you? And as soon as I said that, the Lord said to me, you have not kept my holy Sabbath day. And at that moment, I all I could do was confess. I said, I am guilty, Lord. I have never kept your holy Sabbath day, nor do I know how to keep it. I don't know what it means to keep it. I don't know anything about the Sabbath day. And I said, would you please teach me all that I need to know about the Sabbath day? And then the Lord started teaching me everything that I'm about to tell you and everything that I've written down and everything that I know the Lord taught me about the Sabbath day. And so, here I am, testifying of the Lord. And folks, the Sabbath day is the fourth commandment. And mankind have put their own words and their own sayings to the Word of God. And this is what, and this is what thus said the Lord. This is what the Lord said. The Lord said, my commandments are not a burden, as some think. It is because man has put yoke on my commandments, too burdensome for them to carry. So, folks, mankind have put yokes on the commandments, on the necks of the church. Yokes too burdensome for us to carry. And so we have to seek the Lord for the truth in all things. Seek him and find out what he desires of us. First John 5:3 says, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not grievous. So the commandments of God, folks, are not grievous. They're not grievous. And like I say, the Lord said, you know, they have put yokes on my commandments, too burdensome for them to carry. I said, Lord, you know, I know the Sabbath day is the seventh day, and I try to keep it, but I honor Sunday as the Sabbath day. But if I honor Sunday as the Sabbath day, what is wrong with that? I was strong rebuke of the Lord. Father said to me, if you do that, you will only be adding confusion to an already confusing situation. He said, I want you to set an example and make a difference. So the Lord told me, he said, if I run around talking about the Sunday, which is the first day of the week, as the Sabbath day, when the Lord God specifically said the Sabbath day is Saturday, is not Saturday, the Sabbath day is the seventh day. And if we know Saturday as we know it is the seventh day, the last day of the week is the Sabbath day. Now, how did Sunday get in the place of Saturday? Does Sunday come before Saturday or Saturday come? Sunday is the first day of the week. How did it become the last day of the week? So the Lord said to me, if you do that, you'll only be out in confusion to an already confusing situation. He said, I want you to set an example and make a difference. The Lord said, there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is destruction. Ezekiel chapter, what do I want to read here? I can't find them. What I'm looking for here in Ezekiel. Bear with me. Okay, Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 26 said, "Her priests have violated my law and have profaned my holy things." So you see, the Sabbath day is one of the Lord God's holy things. He said, "My priests have violated my law and have profaned my holy things. They have put no difference between the holy and the profane." Remember, the Lord God, when the Lord God created the heavens and the earth, and then he rested on the Sabbath day, he said that he sanctified it and he hallowed it, meaning that he caused it to be holy. It was a purified day. He said it is a sanctified, holy day. So the Lord God, the Sabbath day, he said it's my holy day. It's God's holy day. It's not nobody's day. It's God's holy day that he gives to us as an example and as a shadow of things to come. And the Sabbath day is a shadow of that millennium reign, that 1,000 years that the Lord God, that Yeshua, when Yeshua comes back, we are going to spend 1,000 years with him, ever learning and of him and being even more purified. And that 1,000 years is actually the last seven, the last day, or the last 1,000 years on earth. Because the new Jerusalem will come down from heaven and hover over in outer space, sort of like over the old Jerusalem. And so we are going to spend the Sabbath day, which is the last day, with Yeshua being purified and being made whole, much like when he was healing the people in his day. Most of his healing was done on the Sabbath day. And it's a shadow of things to come. The Sabbath day is a shadow of things to come. The Lord God said that the Sabbath day is a sign between him and those of us that keeps it and those of us that love him and honor him. It's a sign. It's a perpetual covenant, he said, between me and you. A perpetual means everlasting covenant between me and you. And it says that they have put no difference between the holy and the profane. Neither have they showed difference between the unclean and the clean. And they have hid their eyes from my Sabbaths. And I am profaned among them. So the Lord God is saying, you profane my holy Sabbath day. You add to it. You take away from it. You throw it out. You see all manner of things and put your own words to it. You're profaning my holy day, and I am profaned in your sight. And Ezekiel 23 verse 38 says, "Moreover, this they have done unto me: they have defiled my sanctuary in the same day, and have profaned my Sabbath. They have profaned my Sabbaths." So you think God is the same yesterday, today, and forever? Okay, yes, he is. And since he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he changes not, and he punished and even killed, put to death some of the children of Israel who dishonored the holy Sabbath day, you think that the children of Israel back in the day will be punished or put to death for breaking the commandments of God, and we who have all this grace given to us will get a free ride into heaven? I don't think so. I don't think so one bit. So this is what the Lord said. The Lord said, "Give me a message to give all of you who profaned his holy Sabbath day." He said, "Tell them, I say, do not partialize my day. Many are partialized in the day. They are part in it. They are saying all sort of things about the Sabbath day that in order not to keep it. Oh, it's the day of the Jews. It's the day of Israel. We are not Jews. We are not Israel. Oh, it's the Sabbath day have been, the commandments have been nailed to the cross. Oh, you can keep any day you please. Oh, God knows our heart. No, you cannot. Those things, what you say, they're not in the Bible. They're not part of the Word of God. So you cannot say things. This is what it means that you're profaning His holy day. He said, tell them to stop. Tell them, I say, stop profaning my holy day. You're profaning His holy day. In vain they have sacrificed a day I have not sanctified. In vain. They are bigging up. The Jamaicans, they say, they have sanctified, they are keeping holy the first day of the week, the sun god day. And you say, in vain they have sanctified a day I have not sanctified. How are you going to be running around keeping whatever day you please holy when the Lord God have not sanctified that day Himself? He sanctified and He made the seventh day, which is Saturday, holy. He sanctified it. You can't be running around and picking any day you please and say, no, I'm going to choose this day and think, oh, it's sanctified. No, it's profane. God give us the other days to do all our work. He said, in vain they have set aside a day I have not set aside. In vain they have made holy a day I have not made holy. See, in vain. You have made holy Sunday or whatever day you made. In they have made in vain they have made holy a day I have not made holy. In vain they do worship me in disobedience to my commands. They have gone astray every one of them to their own ways. They have sanctified and made holy a day that I have not made holy. They have profaned my holy Sabbath days and I am not and have not kept it. Tell them, I said, to repent. Tell them to turn from their wicked ways. Tell them it is their obedience. I want obedience to my command. Jesus, Yeshua said, if we love Him to keep His commandments, He said, and he that keep my commandments and do them, he it is that love me. And you will be loved by the Father, and the Father will love you. He said, just as I kept my Father's commandment and do them, and I am loved by my Father. He said, tell them, I said, that they are partial in their ways. I will spew them out of my mouth. They are not hot nor cold. They have not given the best of sacrifices. The choices, my most honored day, the seventh day. The seventh day is sacrificed for the first day of the week. Abraham had faith in me, said the Lord. I believe. He believed and gave the best sacrifice, his only son. Do you think it was easy for Abraham to offer up his only son as a sacrifice to me? By faith, Abraham believed, not knowing the outcome ahead of him. There is a reason for all of my commandments, said the Lord. Tell them to seek me for the truth in all things. They have followed traditions and the wicked ways of men. Tell them the day is at hand when I will hand them over to strong delusions, that they may believe a lie. Tell them the days are at hand when they will be tried for their disobedience. Tell them if they will make the first step in obeying my commands, I will add to their path stepping stones along the way, and others will follow. He said Abel gave a better sacrifice than his brother Cain, and it was counted for righteousness. Abel gave back to the Lord that which the Lord himself had created and commanded. Blood sacrifice for the atonement of sin, the firstborn of the flock and their fat. But his brother Cain gave unto the Lord offering of the fruit of his own hand and of his own flesh, the works of his hand. He did not honor the commandment, and I did not honor him. He did not honor my commandment, and I did not honor him, said the Lord. He was partial in his ways. He gave grudgingly. The Lord said, I give man my holy Sabbath day, the seventh day, which they exchange for the first day. I want them to give back to me that which I gave to them, my holy Sabbath day. So God wants us to do, to give back to him the honor and the holiness that he gave to us on the seventh day, not the first day of the week. This is what the Lord said. I'm going to say it again. I give man my holy Sabbath day, the seventh day, which they exchange for the first day. I want them to give back to me that which I give, my holy Sabbath day, said the Lord. My holy days will not be desecrated to satisfy the flesh. I will spew them out of my mouth, said the Lord. 40 years. 40 years, said the Lord, the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness because they had not kept my commands and my statutes, nor did they heed the voice of my prophets, set in their own ways and traditions. They disobeyed my commands. Like the children of Israel, many will not make it to the promised land. Many will say in that day, Lord, I have built a church in your name. Lord, I have cast out demons in your name. Lord, I have healed in your name. I will say to them, depart from me, you who walk iniquity. I do not know you. This is a direct message from the Most High God. For the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. God gave us his command. He gave us strict instructions to follow, and we are to follow these instructions. We are not to add to the Word of God, and we are not to take away. Folks, our walk with God starts with keeping his command. People think, do you know, the devil is a liar, and the enemy, what was the first thing he did in the Garden of Eden? In the beginning of man's presence on this earth, he caused Adam and Eve to disobey the commandment of God, and he's doing it again today, folks. Don't let the wicked apostate church tell you that the commandments were nailed to the cross, because that's what's being told around the world, that the commandments were nailed to the cross. The commandments were never nailed to the cross. Yeshua was nailed to the cross to take our sins away. But just imagine, we continue to disobey the commandments of God, and still think that we can mosey our way into the kingdom of heaven. Do you think we're going to keep the commandments of God when we go to heaven if we choose to disobey them here on earth? Obeying God starts right here. And God brought us threw us out of heaven to one third of the angels of heaven. God put us out of heaven and brought us here for a reason, so we can learn to obey him, to obey his voice. And that's through his word and through his commandments. I know that the Lord God died for our sins to bring us back to him. But he gave us specific instructions to follow. And if we can't do these little things, how are we going to do the bigger things that he has prepared for us to do? So folks, just continue on to focus on the Lord and to give him your heart and your soul and your mind. And don't let anyone tell you how to serve God. Don't let anyone put anything in your head. Just read the Bible for yourself and seek the Lord for the truth, because once you start listening to all the voices out there, then that's who you're going to listen to. You're going to listen to the voice of the wicked one, because Lucifer can show up in anyone and be the voice of anyone, and he will tell you he will tell you, did God say that? God doesn't really mean it that way. He just meant it that way. Oh, you don't have to do it that way. Just do it the other way. So just continue on to seek the Lord and to do his will. The Bible tells us that the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed in Revelation chapter 12. And the remnant of the woman, the bride, is them that keep the commandments of God and testify of the same. So have a good night, and may the Lord God keep and bless and keep you always as we continue on this perilous journey back to Him. Love you all in Christ.